अष्टं सप्तं जीनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति सपदांतिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् शाद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधी वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिये मन्थाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, we have been discussing in the section of Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, instructing his class fellows. The self-analysis. And he says, when self-analysis is complete, then the result will be that the person who is in full Krishna consciousness after studying self-analysis, his vision will be universal. That is the stage of universal understanding. विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणी गृहस्थिनी सुनिश्चित सपाति च पंडिता समदर्शन इन द भगवद गीता यू हैव रेड दैट ए लर्नेड पर्सन हु इज एक्चुअली लर्न ही सीज एवरीवन ऑन द इक्वल लेवल समदर्शन हाउ Vidya Vinay Sampanna. A person who is very highly learned, very gentle, civilized, Vidya Vinay Sampanna, Brahmane, and a Brahmin, still higher, intellectual personality, Gavi, a cow, Hasti, means an elephant, Suni, the dog, Tapakasa, the dog eaters, Sumitita Sapasita, Panditasana, all these, there are different varieties of living conditions. But it's this one who is in Krishna consciousness, he sees everyone on the same level. How it is that, as he becomes a madman, that a highly intellectual person and the dog he sees on the equal level? Yes. Because he is not seeing on the material platform. He is seeing on the spiritual platform. In the spiritual platform, there is no distinction. All distinction is due to our material conception of life. Varieties. The bodies, there are 8,400,000 varieties of bodies. And because we are under the concept of this body, identification, therefore we see so many varieties. So a person who is actually in Krishna consciousness, Prahlad Maharaj says that he prosecutes the devotional service under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master, that is the beginning of this verse, Guru Sustu Saya Bhaktya, beginning in serving the bona fide spiritual master. Hari Sarvesu Bhutesu Bhagavan Asti Ishvara. Bhagavan Asti Ishvara. Iti Bhutani Manasa Tamastha Istari Sadhumana. So, as soon as one is fully in Krishna consciousness, he does not see anyone bad. Everyone he sees is sadhu, sadhu means saintly. Then that he's completely changed. He does not see any enemy. There are three stages of development and spiritual life in Krishna consciousness. The first stage is when he's under the training, that is called neophyte stage. That in that stage he offers his respect to the deity. Achyayamam Haray. Jatsadhaya Gau Iskal Pujan Kriyate. Natat Bhakti Sukanin Su Savakta Pratitasmata. In the beginning stage, he offers respect to the deity in the church or in the temple or in the mosque according to different religious conceptions. But he has no idea who is actually devotee and what is his duty towards others. He does not know. This is the first thing. But he has got good faith in religion and in God. That is the beginning. The second stage is that Ishare Kadadhineshu Bali Sishu Dishaspucha Prema Maitriti Popi Khaja Karati Samadham. The intermediate stage is that he who is courting Ishara, the Lord, the Supreme Lord, and then his devotee, Kadadhine. Tadadhin means one who has accepted subordination of the Supreme Lord. He is called devotee or one who has surrendered. So he sees God, God's devotee, and Balis. Balis means an innocent person, one who has no sense what is God, neither he is against God. He is called Balis. And bishop. And they are atheists. Atheist class, they will, as soon as they hear of God, they become fast. So, Dishattu, they are envious of the law. So these four classes are visions in the second stage. And it deals with four classes differently. He loves God, he makes friendship with the devotee of God, and he instructs sincerely, just like Prahlad Maharaj is instructing to his friends, because they are innocent. They are neither against nor in fault. So he is instructing them. But those are Vishas, his father. He was not instructing his father, because he knew that his father was atheist number one. So he was avoided. So this is the second stage. And the third stage, or the highest stage, he does not see any distinction that he is atheist, or he is friendly, or he is innocent. He sees that everyone is the servant of God. Everyone. Therefore he is good. He does not make, that is a very high position. We should not imitate. We must begin from the beginner stage, then second stage. Generally, the devotees are on the second stage. The first stage is very rare to be seen. So, Hari Sarvesu Bhutesu Bhagavan Asti Ishvara Iti Bhutani Manasa Kamasvai Sadhu Mane. So when one reaches the highest stage of perfection, of Krishna consciousness, he has no more any distinction, and he thinks everyone as sadhu, as devotee. He thinks himself that I am the worst. He thinks anyone, everyone is serving the Supreme Lord. They are engaged in the service of the Lord. Simply, I am so poor that I cannot engage myself. He simply laments himself. That is the highest. He sees everyone is engaged in the loving service of God, but simply, I am unable to serve God. So kindly, he prays to God, my dear Lord, please give me strength so that I can serve. This is the first quality stage. Evam nirjita sarvadvai kriyate bhakti isar. These are the process of devotional service when the senses are completely under control. This higher stage means, even in the first stage, second stage, the senses are controlled. Evam nirjita sarvadvai kriyate bhakti isare. Vasudeva Bhagavati Jayasa Labhati Gati. If anyone prosecutes his devotional service in full Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, then gradually he develops rati. Rati means affection, affinity, attachment for the Lord. Now we have got attachment for the matter. So, as we make progress, we gradually become free from material attachment and come to the platform, complete attachment for God. The attachment, that is my natural instinct. I cannot be free from attachment. I shall be either attached to this matter or I shall be attached to spirit. If I am not attached to spirit, then I must be attached to matter. And if I am attached to spirit, then my material attachment is gone. This is the process. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, in this process, if a person advances in his spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, then Vasudeva Bhagavati, the Vasudeva means Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Jasa Labhati Rati, he becomes automatically attached. And so long we are not attached to Vasudeva, then our attachment for this matter will oblige me to transfer or transmigrate from one body to another, and I have to circumvent in the 8,400,000 species of life, lower grade, higher grade, that will continue. Therefore, this is the opportunity, this human life, to become a devotee of Vasudeva, or to become fully Krishna conscious. Now, when one becomes fully in Krishna consciousness, or a devotee of Vasudeva Krishna, his characters are described. Nishamma karamani gunana tulyan vijani lila tanuhi kritani jadati harsho tulokas gadgadam sukanta udgayati rauti nittati. Bhagavat, Bhagavat Rati Lingam Lingalya. Now, a person, how he is fully in Krishna consciousness, his symptoms are now being described. Bhagavat Rati Lingalya Han Sammenti Guna Bhakta Vatsalladi. Now he says, Nisamma Karmani, Gunan Atulyan Vijani Lila Samhikritan. This incarnation. In the Bhagavad Gita, we have learned that the Supreme Lord Krishna says, Jada Jadahi Dhanmasya Jnani Bhavati Tadatmanam Sujamaham. Whenever there is discrepancy in the discharge of religious principles, then there is incarnation of God. Whenever there is, because this is everything, God is the supreme proprietor. Ishava samidam sadvam. Now, the kingdom of God is everywhere. But this material world is also kingdom of God. But here, the people are 99.9%. They are forgetful. They are forgotten. Therefore, in this material world, there are religious principles. In every civilized society, there is some form of religion, without any exception. Either you be Christian, or be Mohammedan, or be Buddhist, or Hindu, that doesn't matter. Because the whole idea is, this is the process. Human civilization to make progress means self-realization. So as soon as there is discrepancy in the matter of self-realization, they become too much materialistic, then the incarnation of God has come. And he illustrates, just like Lord Krishna came in 5,000 years before, and he has left his instruction. So why? Because we shall give the opportunity of hearing his activity. By hearing his activities means we shall be associating him. Because his activities, because he is absolute, there is no difference between he and his activities. There is no difference. So here, nisamma karmani gunan asulani. So, just like you are kindly hearing the description given by Prahlad Maharaj. So, this is the process. So, when one becomes highly elevated in Krishna consciousness, so as soon as he hears Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, or Bible, anything description of Krishna or God, then Ati harsos pulukad gospu dargadam tu kanta udgayati loki nitkad. As soon as he hears, he becomes so much excited that immediately he begins to dance and sing and becomes very happy. As soon as he hears. Just like somebody hears that in some business, he has earned 10 millions of dollars. Well, he becomes so much, enthusiastic. Oh, I have got this, I dances and like that. This is a post-material conception. Similarly, when one has actually, in Krishna consciousness, in developed position, his symptom will be, that as soon as he hears of Krishna's law, he becomes immediately ecstatic and begins to dance and cry and sing just like a madman. So this stage, we have several times cited the example that reading of Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, he saw one Brahmin. He was reading Bhagavad Gita, but he was indifferent. But he was crying. So on inquiry from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he is reading, he frankly admitted that I am illiterate. I do not know even the letter. But my Guru Maharaj asked me to read Bhagavad Gita daily, so I am trying to read it, but I cannot read it. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, then why you are crying? He replied, yes, I get an ecstatic sentiment as soon as I pass this book. I see the picture that Krishna is driving the chariot and Arjuna is sitting and he is instructing. So Krishna is so kind, Krishna is so faithful to his devotee that he has taken the minion execution of service to his devotee. This feeling, whenever I feel and cry, this is the stage. This is the stage. When one becomes too much, glorifying about the wonderful act, this is very wonderful act. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the greatest, God is great, but he has taken the service of a devotee as a medium drive. So this feeling is in ecstasy. This is his fact. It is not artificial. Tadguna sunava suti matre. Just like if you place, if you pour some water on the ground, you will see where there is down level, it will at once go through that side. Without any arrangement, you simply pour the water and it will go down where there is a level is down. Just like the rivers are flowing to the sea level. Similarly, a highly developed Krishna conscious person, at once he will hear about something of Krishna, he will be in his place. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Murari Gupta. He was physician to the then Nawab, Muslim Nawab. Now, they were sitting. The Nawab was going some hunting at Krishna or something like that, but he was a Nawab's physician. He was to accompany him. So they were sitting on the back of the elephant. In the meantime, that Murari Gupta saw one peacock. And as soon as he saw the peacock, the feather, he at once remembered Krishna and at once fainted and fell down. This is called alamman. Alamman means anything to the context, immediately he remembers his love and becomes ecstatic. This is the first class day of Krishna consciousness. So there are many instances. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this manifestation in his life. We shall discuss, we are discussing now in the morning class. Prahlad Maharaj says, Jada Oti Harsat Pulokastu Gadagadam. He becomes so glad that he's faltering in speaking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing in Jagannath Puri during Kar festival and was singing, he could not utter Jagannath. He was uttering faltering. These kinds are there. They become at once transferred to the spiritual atmosphere and platform. These are very high stage. Jadad Bhaprasta Iva Akasit Hasati Krannati Dhyati Bandati Janam. Just like one man is haunted by ghost. He shows different caricatures. Sometimes he laughs, sometimes he cries, sometimes he falls down, sometimes he touches your feet. These are the symptoms. Jada grahakrasta iva ruchit kachid hasati krannati dhyati bandati janam mura sasan bhakti hare jagatpate narayane ki atma oti gata trapa. He forgets. Just like a madman forgets that I am in office or I am in the society, in my friend circle, if I show these caricatures,